Benedict Alaska for dessert? The charity auction held on eBay to have dinner with Sarah Palin ended last night. The winning bid came from Kathy Maples of Huntsville, Alabama, who offered $63,500 to have dinner with the former governor. Ms. Maples beat another bidder by $100.
We were very excited. Me and my 13-year-old grandson was standing at the computer doing a countdown.
The money will benefit a charity for wounded military veterans. Ms. Maples says she hopes to see Governor Palin become president someday. She said she supported her when she ran for vice president in 2008.
I've met her twice before, but I want to take my grandchildren. I have an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I intend to take them to the dinner.
Doesn't sound like there'll be much awkward small talk over dinner. Ms. Maples says she wants to talk politics with Governor Palin.
I'd like to talk to her about what's going on in the United States and the economy and some of these czars that are in Washington that have such a bad reputation.
Event organizers point out the $63,000 only covers the dinner. Kathy Maples, who owns a defense contracting company, will have to pay her family's travel expenses to chow down with Sarah Palin, most likely in Alaska. But she considers the money, which will benefit the Ride to Recovery charity for wounded veterans, to be money well spent.
It was a rather large sum, more than I had anticipated to begin with. But I thought, somebody's going to do it. Why not me?